It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Breaking news to the Mojo in the Morning Show. Ellen, our producer, has a date tonight, you guys. Get her in here to talk about this thing. So, Ellen, going out on a date with a boy. And, hey, when's the last date that you went on?
It's gonna make you sad. I think since I went on a real first date, or like a real date in general, it's been like 4 years.
Okay.
Wow, I think that's awesome. That's not making me sad. I'm excited for you.
Who's sure. This boy? Tell us all
oh,
about
no,
him.
We're not doing that yet. We're not going down the rabbit hole.
Okay, can you say how you met him?
Oh, Hinge. Okay. Yeah, so dating app. Which I'm as shocked as you are, trust me. But yeah, I'm going on a real life, actually planned out formal date. Not formal. I mean, we're going to a bar, but still.
Does he know what you do?
Yes, he does. And he is normally at work right now, but he got a flat and is in his car, and I'm a little worried right now.
Uh-oh. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. All right.
No, it's fun. It's good.
So would you like us to tell him fun things about you?
So he doesn't normally listen to the show, which is why I'm hoping he's not right now.
I love when people say that.
But he has, now knowing what I do, gone down the rabbit hole of our social media pages. Uh-huh. And I did, in the first few days of talking to him, get a text that said, "I'm sorry you got turned down for sex." So that was a fun topic I got to broach with him, because I got turned down for a booty call once.
Yeah.
I've also talked about how I wouldn't shave my legs to hook up with a guy. He saw that one.
How did he bring that one up to you?
He said, "I'm looking at the Mojo Facebook page. You won't shave your legs for a guy." And I said, "Correct."
It's almost unfair because they can do such a deep dive and learn so much about you before the first date. And you can't do that with your date. You can't find out that much about him.
Nope. But he loves it. I'm squirming over here because he can find out all this embarrassing stuff about my life.
Will you be shaving your legs for this date?
No. It's a school night. It's PG.
Okay. Picking you up at your...
She only gets wild on weekends.
It's a first date. I wouldn't sleep with someone on the first date anyway. So.
Is he picking you up at your home?
No. Meeting him there.
You're meeting him up?
Mm-hmm. What time do you need a rescue text?
I will SOS. Can I have a safe word in the group chat?
Yes.
Megan, unmute the group chat, please.
Yes. What's the word?
What's our safe word?
Have it be...
it's got to be something good.
I like that none of us can think of a single word that exists.
I mean, you're going to say mac and cheese, but I feel like that's the opposite.
Yeah, that's the word for going in for it. Booger or something. I don't know, or banana.
I said banana.
I'll just say SOS. I'll just put SOS in the group chat.
quick questions about this date. So are you nervous?
Yeah, terrified.
Really?
What are you wearing?
To my core. Great question. I panic ordered last night in bed. You know how you can do like next day pickup at some stores at the mall? Panic ordered 3 sweaters. so maybe one of those. I have no idea. I'm so panicked. It's absurd.
I'm excited for you.
And he's very nice. Like, it's not even that I'm nervous to see or meet him or talk to him. I just haven't been on a real life date in so long that I'm like, I'm going to mess this up. Like,
I'm
gonna
anxiety
protocol.
Of conversation, like keeping the conversation going.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You don't understand how bad I want to go. and just like watch.
So Katie, our audio engineer,
Megan,
and Renna, one of our associate producers, and then Reese yesterday were like, "Where are you going and what time? Should we sit 2 booths down and watch?" And I was like, it's not your worst idea.
We might need a table for 5.
Okay, so has dating changed a lot in 4 years since you've been on a first date? I don't think so.
I think it has, because the last time I went on, I mean, I'm 28, so the last time I went on a real date, I was 24, which feels like different phases of your life to me. You know what I mean? Like, when you're 24, you're just kind of dating around a date. 28 is, like, more serious. And he's older than me, so I'm like, okay.
How much older?
6 years. He's 34.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We did agree that the first thing we will do upon my arrival is take a shot, so it's making me feel a little bit better.
do you know what he drinks? Like, what his alcohol choices? Have you talked about that yet?
Yeah. Beer drinker. I didn't ask what shot we'll be taking, but
okay.
What if he orders you an oatmeal cookie shot?
I don't even know what that is. No,
a breakfast shot.
Yeah, oh, breakfast like shot. I would.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
like a
questions on what does he look like? What is his?
Oh yeah, can I see?
Yeah, I'll show you a picture in a second.
Give us a celebrity or something. Yeah.
He has Lip Gallagher vibes.
He's what?
Lip Gallagher from Shameless?
Lip?
Yes.
No?
Yes.
Did none of you watch Shameless?
I did.
I didn't watch Shameless. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Those are kind of the vibes I get.
I didn't know his character name.
Okay.
Ish. He doesn't exactly look like that, but it's the best I can give you.
Okay.
Lip Gallagher from Shameless. Good looking guy.
Mm-hmm. No, he's cute.
Was it Lip Gallagher psycho in Shameless?
Kind of.
Isn't everybody in Shameless?
It's a complex show. If you haven't watched it.
Will he be shaving his legs for the date?
I hope so. He's expecting a second one.
Will you kiss on the first date?
I don't know. That was such a cringy way to phrase that. Will you kiss?
I just wanted to wonder.
I don't know. I haven't done the date yet. So if I like him, I would. But I'm
wondering for Lip Gallagher. If Lip Gallagher should know if he should go in for a kiss.
I don't know.
Do you know what I told Ellen about the kiss?
What?
Oh.
What?
She did not approve of the plan, but I told her as soon as they meet, you should just kiss him to get it out of the way.
Hell no.
That way, the entire date, when things are going well, you could, it's not awkward and you can still kiss again.
I support that. Nope. I like that. Right as soon as you walk in the door.
You can kiss all my ass, okay?
And you say, now that we got that out of the way, how you doing?
Yes.
My name's Ellen.
Gavin, what do you think about that move? Ellen going for the kiss right away. Hi, Gavin.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. I actually called on two things. Now, I actually did it with my wife. We met on a dating app, and we talked for about 3 weeks, and then I full-on just kissed her. We didn't even say hi. I just got out of the car and kissed her.
Whoa.
Wow.
Told you.
Ballsy.
And she liked it, obviously, because she's still with you. She's your wife.
Absolutely. And then the second thing is, you weren't sure what you were going to wear. If you call Maurice's, you can schedule a time and go in there, and they can pull out, pick out a whole outfit for you, and you can try them on.
I don't think we do.
It's a women's clothing store. My wife is obsessed with it. So
okay, where are you calling us from?
White Lake.
Okay, they must have them there.
It's one in Novi.
Huh?
Oh yeah, that's what I'm just looking.
The outfit is a big stressor for me. So if someone would like to pick it out, aka Shannon and Megan, I am going to be sending you just various pictures, and you can tell me what to wear.
Gavin, scale of 1 to 10, what do you think the odds are that Ellen's coming back tomorrow with something in the high numbers?
Probably an 8.
All right, I like.
He's got confidence.
Ash, what's up?
Hi. My best friend went on a first date with a guy. He was from another country. So me and my boyfriend, we went on the date secretly behind them just to make sure she didn't get killed or anything.
Yeah.
So are you suggesting that
shadow spy in the restaurant?
Megan and Shannon do the same instead of doing the group chat thing?
Yeah, just lay low, make sure she doesn't get killed or taken away.
This is why he's not picking me up at home.
That's a good idea.
That's smart.
It's a safety thing.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be smart.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ash.
Did you tell him about the bet that I have with you about?
Oh, he saw that on our social media too.
Explain that.
Uh-huh. So Mojo and I have a bet. He thinks that I will have a ring on my finger. I will be betrothed by October 15th of next year. Is that your anniversary?
I gave it by fall of next year, but then you asked for a specific date, and I said, I don't know, by mid-October, which just so happens that it is my anniversary, that Ellen will be engaged.
I have it in my calendar, on both of our calendars, and it says, is Ellen married? Bet. That's what it says.
The reason why I have that is because I told her that the moment that she starts going out, she will start dating again, because she was so she was down on dating and all that stuff. And I thought that she would have no problem with that. Listeners always will say about Ellen, they're shocked that Ellen doesn't date.
It's not that I don't date. It's that I have bad taste in men. So dating turns quickly. This guy's shockingly nice to me. So not always my type. It'll be a welcome change.
So what we know of him so far, what you know of him so far, he's not following in the same pattern of the past guys.
So far, he remembers things I say to him, which, again, bar is on the floor, but that is not usually something that happens when I'm talking to guys. No, he's very nice. He has his life together. I don't know.
Are we allowed to know what he does or no?
Not yet.
Okay.
First, we haven't even met yet.
Okay, so okay, I'm okay, fair.
I mean, totally Mojo's bringing up marriage, and I haven't met him yet, right. So I'm getting a little stressed over here.
No, no, everything's going to be good. Yeah, everything's going to be good. So tomorrow morning, what time? Can we recap around the same time?
You tell me.
I think so. I think that we should give the audience an opportunity to recap it.
Second date update.
Unless something really bad happens, and then we got to do it multiple times through the morning, and we might have to actually do it for the first time.
I did already threaten him with that. With if you do anything chaotic on this date, it will be spoken about on the radio, so watch yourself.
Yes.
That was my warning to him.
Tell him you have
high hopes.
You tell him you have like a million or so siblings, and they're all called Mojo in the Morning listeners.
When Megan and I went to Harry Styles the other night, this is why Megan is very team this guy.
I love him.
I told him that Megan wanted score updates of the Lions game because he was watching it, and he stayed up and watched the whole game and sent me score updates every time.
Wow.
When I tell you, I really like this guy. Like, I have high hopes for this date, which is why I think you need to just take the shot, give him a kiss, enjoy the
date. I'm not kissing him first.
I think you need to. If he's listening right now, do me a favor, take a shot, make the first move, get the kiss out of the way.
Hold on. Jesus is on the phone with us right now. Jesus?
Oh, I believe it's Jesus. Hey.
Yeah. Is this Jesus or Jesus?
Jesus.
All right. Well, let's go by Jesus. Jesus wants to comment here. What do you want to say? Go ahead.
Well, I mean, me personally, I'm a nervous guy when I'm on a first date. And I'm married now, and I'm in love with my wife. But if she would have made the first move, it would have made things so much easier. And I would have been so much smoother with her, and things would have probably moved a lot faster.
So make the first move is what you're saying.
Yes.
Isn't part of the fun of the first date, though, like that tension building?
The anticipation.
Yeah, like that's fun.
It is, but me personally, I'm like a nervous wreck. I freak out and I talk and I ramble. Yeah, so it'd be one of those things.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it. Find out what happens on Ellen's first date in 4 years tomorrow.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.